What would pediatricians do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Some teachers are really scared about returning to school. This middle school teacher in Fort Worth, Texas, says she loves her job, but she's terrified.
Well, I'm very concerned about my health, about my life, and that's why my husband and I decided to write our wills.
I don't blame her. We all know how quickly flu can race through a school, so we figure COVID would do it too, except there are now studies showing it might not. The July issue of Pediatrics, a peer-reviewed medical journal, cites research from China, France, Switzerland, and Australia showing that infected children do not seem to spread the disease to each other or to their teachers. The biggest case study was from New South Wales, where 9 infected students and 9 infected staff exposed a total of 735 students and 128 staff, and only 2 of the exposed children got sick, and none of the adults. The editors conclude, quote, "These data all suggest the children are not significant drivers of the COVID-19 pandemic." Goes on to say, quote, "Closing school may not be necessary, especially for elementary age children." And I mention this because I haven't seen this research widely quoted. And being that a lot of people seem to be basing their virus response on who they plan to vote for, I thought, hey, maybe we should take 60 seconds to hear what actual pediatricians think. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.